Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, a great question in from Bonita Suckling. Bonita is doing some crazy events this year. She's doing some great stuff for charity as well. If you want to find out more about what Bonita's doing, just go to backerbuddy.com/trifinity. Her question is this. She's doing Ironman and Comrades this year. So at the time of this recording, it's just under 2 weeks to Comrades. She's also just climbed Kili probably about 3 weeks ago. She ran a marathon. She ran the marathon there as well. She says she is feeling really tired. She's battling with fatigue. What sort of recovery period should she be looking at post-Ironman? What's the best way for her to get to Comrades in the best possible shape, knowing that she's done some crazy things already this year?
So, look, I would take a complete week off of training after Ironman. So really just give a nice 1 week mentally refreshing as well as physically refreshing. And then depending on how much running was done at Ironman and how sore the legs are afterwards, I would then reintroduce a little bit of swimming, a little bit of cycling, and then probably 3 to 4 days a week of running. And by the third week, so moving into the third week, so after 2 weeks, so a week off plus a week of just introducing a bit of cycling, bit of swimming, bit of running if the legs weren't too messed up after the Ironman. And then in the third week, I would settle into a routine of running 4 days a week and probably swimming once and cycling once. But that I would really just listen to my body. And then just tick over steadily. So don't feel too much pressure to do high mileage. You've already done a lot of hardcore events. The fitness is there. Really all you want to do is maintain a reasonable level of fitness. Your head strength is there again because you've done a whole lot of hard events. So the key is to just maintain a level, freshen up a bit, but not to make yourself more stuffed. So you would do 4 days a week and, you know, I'd imagine anywhere between 40 and say 60 maximum Ks a week, and then plus a bit of swimming, a bit of cycling. That'll maintain your fitness, and it'll get you to the start of Comrades, hopefully not feeling shattered and not having lost much fitness.
Brilliant stuff. Lindsay, thank you very much for that. Bonita, we'll see you at Ironman. I'm sure we're going to cross paths lots on that run. It's going to be a long day, that it is. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much. We look forward to catching up again soon. From myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.